The Jews' justification for Israel's slaughter in Gaza takes a lot of word twisting. And that's exactly what the Jews are doing. In an ad placed in major newspapers, Elie Wiesel and Rabbi Shmuley Boteach have the nerve to actually blame Hamas for Israel's massacre of civilians. Hamas is using civilians as human shields, says Wiesel. But here's what using human shields really looks like. And with Israel bombing apartments, schools, hospitals, marketplaces, and even children playing soccer on a beach, Jews have yet to show a single Hamas human shielder lurking in the shadows. Alan Dershowitz then brings the lie to the next level.
When Hamas hides its fighters in schools, and there are videotapes showing this, and in mosques, and in civilian buildings, there are going to be civilian casualties, and the civilian casualties are the fault of Hamas.
Wait a minute. All those videos of weapons found in UN schools were actually in unoccupied buildings and not in UN operational properties. And not one forensically acceptable intelligence photograph of weapons stored in civilian sites has yet to be produced. There's no secondary explosions on videos from alleged weapon stockpiles in Israeli-targeted hospitals, mosques, or apartment buildings. Dershowitz then lies about the tunnels.
Some of these tunnels were literally located under children's kindergartens. At any point, they could be blown up with catastrophic effects.
Hardly. Is there a Jewish kindergarten at the end of every one of these tunnels? Wolf Blitzer can crawl through as many tunnels as he likes, but where's the kindergartens? They're tactical tunnels, and in Hamas's tunnel warfare, it's obvious that they're after Israeli soldiers. Hamas is not interested in kindergartens. And now we got Bloomberg and Pritzker, both Jews, telling the lie too.
Israel doesn't have any choice. If you fire rockets at them, they've got to go after the source of those rockets. If you want to create chaos, you put that source in the middle of a bunch of innocent civilians. But Israel doesn't have any choice, and the UN and the U.S. in this case couldn't be more wrong. Israel has a right to defend itself.
Bull. If someone shot off some tin rockets from a packed football stadium, for that's what Gaza's like, you wouldn't rain bombs on the entire stadium to stop a threat from a few. Israel does have a choice, but it's chosen the immoral one, genocide. But don't you dare call it genocide. You'll be labeled an anti-Semite. Last week, Professor Stephen Salaita of the University of Illinois tweeted, "Why would Hamas even try to use children as human shields? Israel has proved for decades that it has no problem shooting children." That was just too much truth for Rabbi Meyer May of the Simon Wiesenthal Center. The rabbi called Salaita's tweet baseless anti-Semitism and demanded the college fire him. And fire him they did. Yet it's in academia that issues like this should be freely discussed. But academic freedom bites the dust if you dare criticize holy Israel. Even with all the military might at their disposal, Jews have a real problem on their hands. Truth is the one weapon that neither bombs, genocide, nor academic censorship can stop.